Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 6, Text 40. Please repeat after me. Sa tu upalabha agatam atmajonim. Shatupalabhagatamatmajonim Shura-shure-shait Abhi-banditang Angri Shura-shure-shait Abhi-banditang Angri Shura-shure-shair-abhi-bandita-angri Uthaya-chakre-shirasa-abhi-bandhanam 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 Arhattamaha, Kaisya, Jathaiva Vishnu, Arhattamaha, Kaisya, Jathaiva Vishnu, Shatupala Bhagatam Atmajonim, Shura Shureshai Ravi Vandhitangri, Thaya Chakre Shirashabhi Vandhanam Arhattamaha Kaisya Jathaiva Vishnu Shatupalat Bhagatam Atmajonim Shurashure Shairabhi Vandhitangri Thaya Chakre Shirashabhi Vandhanam Arhattamaha Kaisya Jathaiva Vishnu Shatupalabhagatam Atmajanim Shura-shure-shair-abhi-bandhita-angri Uthaya-chakre-shirashabhi-bandhanam Arhattamaha Kaisya Jathaiva Vishnu Shatupalabhagatam Atmajonim Shura-shure-shair-abhi-bandhita-angri Uthaya-chakre-shirashabhi-bandhanam Arhattamaha-kaisya-jathaiva-vishnu Atmajonim Angri Uthaya Chakre Shirashabhi Vandhanam Arhattamaha Kaisya Jathaiva Vishnu Chatupalabhagatam Atmajonim Shura-shure-shair-abhi-bandhita-angri Thaya-chakre-shirashabhi-bandhanam Arhattamaha-kaisya-jathaiva-vishnu Arhattamatma-janim Chara-share-shaira-vibandhita-angri Uttaya-chakre-shrasa-vibandhanam Arhatama-kasya-jatayiva-vishnu Matajis Shat-palabhagatam-atma-janim Chara-share-shaira-vibandhita-angri Uttaya-chakre-shrasa-vibandhanam Arhatama-kasya-jathaiva-vishnu Word meaning Sa, Lord Shiva Tu, Bhat Upalabdha Seeing Atmagatam Agatam had arrived. Atmajonim, Lord Brahma. Shura Asura Ishai, by the best of the demigods and demons. Abhivandita Angri, whose feet are worshipped. Uthaya, standing up. Chakre, made. Shirasa, with his head. Abhivandanam, respectful. Arhattama, Vamanadev. Kaishya, of Kaishyapa. Jatha eva, just as. Vishnu, Vishnu. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Lord Shiva's lotus feet were worshipped by both the demigods and demons. But still, in spite of his exalted position, as soon as he saw that Lord Brahma was there among all the other demigods, he immediately stood up and offered him respect by bowing down and touching his lotus feet. Just as Vamanadeva offered his respectful obeisances to Kaishyapa Muni. Please repeat after me. Lord Shiva's lotus feet were worshipped by both the demigods and demons. But still, in spite of his exalted position, as soon as he saw that Lord Brahma was there among all the other demigods, he immediately stood up and offered him respect by bowing down and touching his lotus feet. Just as Vamanadeva offered his respectful obeisances to Kaishyapa Muni. Purport. Kaishyapa Muni was in the category of the living entities, but he had a transcendental son, Vamanadeva, who was an incarnation of Vishnu. Thus, although Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he offered his respects to Kaishyapa Muni. Similarly, when Lord Krishna was a child, he used to offer his respectful obeisances to his mother and father, Nanda and Yashoda. Also at the Battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna tossed the feet of Maharaj Yudhishthir because the king was his elder brother. It appears then that the personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva and other devotees, in spite of their being situated in exalted positions, instructed by practical example, how to offer obeisances to their superiors. Lord Shiva offered his respectful obeisances to Brahma because Brahma was his father, just as Kaishyapa Muni was the father of Vamanadeva. Amagyanatimirandhasyakenanjanashalakaya chakshiranamilitanjena tasmai sri guruve namah namam vishnupadaya krishna prasthaya bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sharupa Damodara Shaminiti Namine Namasat Bhakta Manaya Manipura Utbhavaya Cha ప్రభుపాదుల సద్బాణి ప్రచారో నిరతాయుతి. So when Lord Brahma approached Lord Shiva with all the demigods, many of the demigods, at that time Shiva was discussing Krishna Katha with many exalted devotees. But when he saw Lord Brahma, he immediately stood up and offered his respectful obeisances to Lord Brahma. We know from Shastra that Lord Brahma is a Jiva Tattva, like one of us. Only difference is that by his good karma, he achieved that position, and I mean all the 50 qualities of Jiva is fully manifested in him, in his personality. The Jiva has got 50 qualities. And Lord Shiva has got 55, and Vishnu has got 60, and Krishna has got 64. So Lord Brahma also, like any other jivas, he got 50 qualities. Only difference is that in jivas like us, these 50 qualities are not fully manifested. But in the personality of Brahma, these 50 qualities are fully manifested. So, as far as the position is concerned, Shiva's position is much higher than Brahma. He is very close to Vishnu. The example is given in Brahma Samhita, the difference between milk and yogurt. Very slight difference. So similarly, the difference between Lord Shiva and Vishnu is very, not so big difference. Still, Shiva is another tattva, is tattva-wise is inferior to Vishnu, and he is called Shiva tattva. He is neither Jiva tattva nor Vishnu tattva, he is in between Shiva tattva. But he is superior to Brahma. But in the material world, because he was born from the eyebrows, middle of the eyebrows of Brahma. So Brahma is considered to be his father. So although superior in position, but because apparently he was son of Brahma, so he stood up and offered his respectful obeisances to Brahma when he approached Lord Shiva. Srila Prabhupada explained, or also in the sloka, in the text itself, the example of Vamanadeva is given. Vamanadeva appeared as son of Kashyapa Muni. So undoubtedly Kashyapa Muni is inferior because he is a Jiva Tattva. And Vamanadeva is Vishnu himself. But still, Vamanadeva offered his respectful obeisances to Kashyapa Muni. Although Kashyapa Muni is inferior, he is a Jiva Tattva, but still in the Leela, apparently he is superior because he is father. He became father of Lord Vishnu. This is the beauty of Vaishnava philosophy. The monist, the Mayavadis, they want to become equal to Krishna. But the Vaishnavas, they become, the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes his devotees, bigger than him, bigger than him. Madbhakta puja abhadika. Lord Vishnu declared in many scriptures that worship of my devotee is better than my worship. Those who are my devotees, they are not my devotees. But those who are devotee of my devotees, they are my real devotee. And Lord Krishna himself, he makes his devotees higher than him. The The Mayavadis, they want to become equal to Krishna. But the devotees can become father of Krishna, father of God. So what is better? We can become father of God, of course, if we are, attain that stage of pure devotion. When someone becomes a pure devotee, Lord Krishna himself come under the control of pure devotee. Krishna is controlled by pure devotee. And the principle is made by Krishna himself. He likes to be controlled by his pure devotees. This is one angle of vision. Another angle of vision is that he wants to teach the whole world how to respect the superiors. Apuni achari prabhu jivare shikhaya. If he is not setting the example, then how ordinary people can learn? So that's why he is setting example in his different leelas. We see in his Krishna leela how he was respecting to Nanda Maharaj. He was showing his respect to Nanda Maharaj, to Mother Jashoda, Devaki and Vasudev. In the Krishna book, that famous leela is there, that one day Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna to bring his wooden slipper, karam. And Krishna at that time, he was performing his pastime, his baby Krishna. So he went to take that wooden slipper, and he took it on his head. A small child carrying the wooden slipper of his father on his head, and the child is God himself. It is a very, beautiful scene. So Krishna came with these two wooden slippers on his head very carefully. And Nanda Maharaj was so happy to see. He was surprised that how the child is showing so much respect to his father. So this sometimes also causes confusion, especially among the non-devotees and Mayavadis. Because sometimes Krishna is showing so much respect to the juniors. So sometimes they think Krishna is not God, because he is showing respect to Shiva, he is showing respect to Nanda Maharaj, he is showing respect to Sudama Vipra, Narad Muni. When Sudama Vipra visited Dwaraka, Krishna along with his wives, the queens of Dwaraka, they washed feet of Sudama Vipra. So this does not mean that Sudama Vipra is God and Krishna is not God. Same mistake the non-devotees and the Mayavadis, same mistake they do when Ramchandra worshipped Lord Shiva in Rameshwaram. When he was preparing to cross the ocean, he worshipped Lord Shiva, Ramchandra worshipped Lord Shiva in Rameshwaram in South India. So because he worshipped Lord Shiva, many Mayavadis, especially the followers of Shiva, take the advantage and they argue that, you see, Ramchandra worshipped Lord Shiva, that means Shiva is God and Ramchandra is inferior. Ramchandra is not God. So if this argument is true, then Sudama Vipra becomes God, Narad Muni becomes God. This misunderstanding takes place because they are not studying the scriptures very deeply. They study only a few pages of the scripture. If you don't have the whole picture, if you don't study scripture very deeply and elaborately, then there is every chance that people will misunderstand. If I read one page, yesterday I was crossing in front of the temple, and there is a signboard just near where the security guards are sitting. In Bengali, Mandire Pravesh Nishet. So I was a little surprised. Mandire Pravesh Nishet. It is prohibited to enter into the temple. It was written in, I think maybe red ink. It is prohibited to enter into the temple. But above this, something are written in, I think, blue or other color, blue ink. It is written with mobile and cameras and these many, they have mentioned many things. In a different ink, different color. And at the bottom it is written in another color, in red color, it is prohibited to enter into the temple. So if I don't read the upper lines, then if I only read the, I mean, it is also written in a very big form. If I read the only that line, that entering into temple is prohibited, then I will not enter into the temple. So this is called partial understanding. Partial understanding. If you don't read the, I mean, if you don't read the main scriptures at least, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Shiva Tattva is very nicely and very clearly explained and defined in Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, anybody can understand who is Lord Shiva. So thus, when, I mean, Krishna shows respect to his devotees, it has to be understood in a proper perspective. I mean, it has to be understood rightly. There is every chance of misunderstanding. And foolish people, especially the Mayavadis, they always confuse. At the time of Rajasva Jagga performed by Yudhishthira Maharaj, when before Rajasva Jagga there was a meeting to distribute the service. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was, I mean, dividing and distributing the service to different leaders. He gave service even to Duryodhan, Dushasan. Yudhishthira Maharaj was so liberal. He gave service even to his so-called enemies. He gave service. So at that time, Krishna himself told that I want to take one service. What is that service? So Krishna told, I want to wash the feet of, lotus feet of all the Brahmins who will come to visit this sacrifice, who will come to visit this Rajasva sacrifice. So you see, he is the supermost supreme personality of Godhead, but he has taken the lowest, so-called, apparently, is the lowest service, I mean, washing feet. For God, I mean, he is on the super, in material concept. If we call the Prime Minister of India to wash feet of an ordinary person, it is so, I mean, it is beyond imagination. Materially speaking, it is beyond imagination. If I call Prime Minister of India and tell, wash the feet of this ordinary person, it is, Prime Minister will never accept. And this will be considered as a great offense to Prime Minister. But Krishna's nature is transcendental. It is, everything is, it cannot be compared with material standard. So, although he is the supreme, there are many other services in that sacrifice. But Krishna selected just washing the feet of, lotus feet of Brahmins. And he did it. He did it. So, in every steps, Krishna is teaching how to become humble. How to become humble. That is the secret of spiritual advancement. Trinadupi shunichena tarurupi shahishnana amanina manadana kirtaniya sadahari. In the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed respect even to unfit person. There is a very elaborate story of Ramchandra Puri, who was an offender. He offended his own guru, Madhavendra Puri. And he offended so many Vaishnavas. At last, due to the result of his so many offenses to so many devotees, when it culminated, when the result culminated, the result of all offenses, then he came to Puri to offend Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he could not find any fault with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was trying to find fault. He was, somehow or other, he must find fault. Just like the bees, I mean, housefly, they try to find cough and other dirty things. But the honey bee, they try to find honey. So Ramchandra Puri, he was trying to find fault with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating, although he was eating very little, Ramchandra Puri became envious and he started to criticize. You are a sannyasi. How can you consume so much food? This is not good for a sannyasi. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because apparently Ramchandra Puri was his, like, he was disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Ishwar Puri also, Ishwar Puri, who is guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this first time, he was also disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Ramchandra Puri was Ishwar Puri's god brother. So in that sense, Ramchandra Puri was like his guru. Apparently, although he was unfit, he was an offender. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed example that he did not protest, and not only that, he became so afraid. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, after that day, he reduced his food. He almost started to starve. He started to fast. Was practically eating nothing. And all the devotees became afraid that Mahaprabhu will die because he is not eating anything. So then, Ramchandra Puri was disturbing like this. He was staying there for long days. One day he found in the room of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu some ants were moving. Ants are everywhere. Especially in India, I don't know about West, but in India, everywhere there are some ants. If you make a 10-storied building also, there will be some ants there. So Ramchandra Puri started to criticize. Oh, I understand. This sannyasi, this duplicate sannyasi, is eating a lot of sweets. That's why there are so many ants. So this is the nature of an offender. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing respect. He never protested. So in this way, the Lord is setting example for us. For us. What is that? That even if somebody is, we are not God and we must have many faults. Many of we have faults. So if we try to find out fault, then we can find fault with everyone. If we have that fault-finding nature, we can try to find fault with our guru, fault with our senior devotees, we can always find faults. It is very easy to find faults. But it is not good. It is not good for our spiritual life. The more we see the good quality, even those who have some faults, if we ignore that faults, we try to find out the good qualities, see the good qualities. That is very good for our spiritual progress. This is Lord Krishna's transcendental nature. When Putana Rakshasi came to kill him, she smeared poison on her breast and she planned to kill Krishna. So when Krishna sucked her nipples, he also sucked her life air. But after that, Krishna thinks that this Rakshasi, this demon, is my mother because I have drank her milk. So I must give her some good position like mother. So this is Krishna's mood. He only tries to see the good quality. He ignores the bad quality. So when Ramchandra Puri came, Ramchandra Puri was trying to correct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So-called correction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all perfect. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the good side. Oh, he is trying to correct me. It is true. I should not eat so much because I am a sannyasi. So in this way, he even did not see the bad side of Ramchandra Puri. He was trying to correct himself. So in this way, this showing respect in mind, body and heart, this is the secret of our spiritual progress. Showing respect in heart, especially those who are, there are many respectable devotees, those who are really respectable, we must so respect them from our heart. If we feel envy and if we feel some kind of, if we maintain some kind of jealousy or envious mood towards the exalted devotees, then our spiritual life is doomed. What to speak of exalted devotees? Even ordinary, so-called ordinary devotees. Sometimes devotees are not identified, they are not recognized. There are many devotees who are doing their sincere bhajan like a very ordinary man, but they are very exalted. Sometimes we don't identify them. They are not coming in front, but they are very sincere devotees. So we must show respect to all. When Raghunath Das Goswami was staying in Vrindavan, many blasphemers, they used to go to Raghunath Das Goswami to criticize about Vaishnavas. And Raghunath Das Goswami used to reply, even if they have some faults, I don't mind, because they are engaged in the service of Lord Krishna. As long as devotees are engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, even if they have some fault, we should not take it seriously. If possible, we can try them to help, just like father is trying to help his son with love and affection. When son is committing some mistake, father is not going everywhere to criticize him. Father is trying to correct his son with love and affection. Not only that, he is careful so that his mistake should not be spread everywhere, because he loves him. Similarly, when we shall love Vaishnava, real love, then we will try to overlook their mistakes, but we will try to help them with sympathy. And we should not criticize. We should try to find out the good qualities. Everybody has good qualities. If you are jealous, we cannot see that good qualities. The best example is Shishupal. If you read Mahabharata, you will see Shishupal found so many bad qualities in Krishna. He found only bad qualities and he could not see a single good quality. I heard a nice story, I did not find in Mahabharata, but I heard somewhere that one day when Yudhishthira and Duryodhana were small children, one day Krishna told Duryodhana to find out one good man. So Duryodhana went out. And whole day he was searching for a good man. In the evening he came back and informed Lord Krishna, "My dear Krishna, I could not find a single good man in this city of Hastinapur. But one good man is there, it is Duryodhana, myself." So the next day, Krishna told Yudhishthira to find out one bad man. So Yudhishthira went out and whole day he was searching to find out a bad man. So in the evening Yudhishthira came back and told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, I could not find a single bad man. But there is one bad man, his name is Yudhishthira." So I don't know whether this story is there, this is there in Shastra. I heard from somebody, but there is a lesson that a devotee always tries to find his own fault. But a non-devotee is very busy to find out faults with other. And that's why there are so much trouble in the society, atheistic society. In the spiritual world, everybody is happy because everybody is trying to glorify each other. Nobody tries to find fault. Even there is some fault, it is ignored and they try to help each other to overcome the drawback. So I like to stop here. Also today is Gundicha Marjan. In this regard, there is another point I was planning to speak about. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he showed respect to his so-called spiritual master. Because we know God is the supreme spiritual master. But still, for establishing, principles for material world, he also accepts spiritual master. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwarapuri as his spiritual master. This was protested by a son of Advaita Acharya. He had a Achyutananda. Somebody was telling that Chaitanya, what is the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru? Then the small boy protested. How there can be guru of God? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he is the guru of the whole universe. Then how you can tell that he has a guru? He protested. So from one point it is correct. Even a child understood that supreme personality of Godhead cannot have a guru. But at the same time, for teaching us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted a guru and showed how to respect his guru. This is very nicely described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Mahaprabhu was respecting his guru. One day, when he was in Goa, Mahaprabhu cooked some rice for himself, and at that time Ishwarapuri came. Just at the moment when he finished cooking, so then Mahaprabhu told, okay, it is very nice that you have come, it is my great fortune, so now I have cooked and you please accept prasadam. So Ishwarapuri asked, but you cooked for yourself. If I eat, then what will you eat? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, don't worry, I will again cook myself within few minutes. So Ishwarapuri told, no, let us divide. Whatever you cooked, let us divide it. Let us take 50-50. Mahaprabhu told, no. If you really love me, if you really think I am your disciple, please take whatever I cook, you please take with your heart's content. I'll cook within few minutes. So then because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pushing, then Ishwarapuri, he ate everything. But in the meantime, it is written in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Lakshmi Devi secretly cooked for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the birthplace of Ishwarapuri, and when he arrived on the spot, he was just shedding tears, non-stop. He was shedding tears just by seeing the birthplace of his guru. And he collected some soil and he made a bundle with his cloth, thinking that this is the soil where my spiritual master appeared. And he took that soil and he is worshipping that soil. So he is setting example for us how to respect, how to love our spiritual master. This is the secret of our spiritual success. So today is also Gundicha Marjan. Now, what should we do? Yeah, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita. Should we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita? The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gundicha Marjan. Or before that, if you have any question or comment, and after that we have, time is almost over. So what we should do, please suggest Janani Vash Prabhu, please. এই মত মহাপ্রভু ভক্তগণ সঙ্গে নিরন্তর ক্রীড়া করে সংকীর্তন রঙ্গে। দাস শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যাক্টেড ইন দা সোসাইটি অফ হিস পিওর ডিভোটিস পারফর্মিং হিস পাস্ট টাইমস অ্যান্ড স্প্রেডিং দ্য সংকীর্তন মুভমেন্ট। আচার্যাদি ভক্ত করে প্রভুরে নিমন্ত্রণ, তাহা তাহা ভিক্ষা করে লয়া ভক্তগণ। Some of the prominent devotees like Advaita Acharya used to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his meals at their homes. The Lord accepted such invitations accompanied by his devotees. এই মত নানা রঙে দিন কত গেল জগন্নাথের রথযাত্রা নিকট হইল. In this way, the Lord passed some days in great jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached. প্রথমেই কাশী মিশ্রে প্রভু বলাইল পরিচা পাত্র সার্বভৌমে বলাইয়া আনিল. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Tinjan pashe prabhu hasiya kohilo gundicha mandir marjan seva magi nilo. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Purport. The Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of the Ratha Jatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of the Gundicha temple in authoritative scripture. The area of the Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. A cubit is about a foot and a half. The main temple inside is about 36 cubits by 30 cubits, and the Kirtana hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. পরিচ্ছা কহে আমি সব সেবক তোমার যে তোমার ইচ্ছা সেই কর্তব্য আমার. Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash the Gundicha temple, the Padicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. বিশেষে রাজার আজ্ঞা হইয়াছে আমারে প্রভুর আজ্ঞা যেই সেই শীঘ্র করিবারে. দ্য কিং গেভ এ স্পেশাল অর্ডার ফর মি টু ডু উইদাউট ডিলে হোয়াট এভার ইউর লর্ডশিপ অর্ডার্স. তোমার যোগ্য সেবা নহে মন্দির মার্জন এই এক লীলা কর যে তোমার মন. মাই ডিয়ার লর্ড, ওয়াশিং দ্য টেম্পল ইজ নট সার্ভিস বিফিটিং ইউ. নন্দলেস, ইফ ইউ উইশ টু ডু সো, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. Kintu ghat sangmarjani bahuto chahiye agga deho aji sob ihani diye. Towards the temple you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore order me, I can immediately bring all these things to you. Notuno ek shata ghat shata sangmarjani পরিচ্ছা আনিয়া দিল প্রভুর ইচ্ছা জানি. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. আর দিনে প্রভাতে লয়া নিজ গণ শ্রীহস্তে সবার অঙ্গে লেপিলা চন্দন. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. Sri haste dilo sabare ekeko marjani sabagana laya prabhu chalila apuni. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. গুন্ডিচা মন্দিরে গেলা করিতে মার্জন প্রথমে মার্জনি লইয়া করিল সুধন. ইন দিস ওয়ে দ্য লর্ড অ্যান্ড হিজ অ্যাসোসিয়েটস ওয়েন্ট টু ক্লিনজ দ্য গুন্ডিচা টেম্পল. অ্যাট ফার্স্ট দে ক্লিনজ দ্য টেম্পল উইথ দ্য ব্রুমস. ভিতর মন্দির উপর সকল মাজিল সিংহাসন মাজি পুনঃ স্থাপন করিল. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He He then took up the sitting place, Shinghasan, cleansed it and again put it in its original place. Chuto boro mandir koilo majano sudhan, pache toiche sudhilo sri jagamohan. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the kirtan hall. Charidike satabhakta sangmar jani kore, apuni sudhana prabhu shikhano sabare. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Premullashe sudhana layano krishna naam, bhaktagana krishna kahe kore nijo kaam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees are also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. Dhuli dhusaratanu dekhite shobhan, kaha kaha ashru jale kore sangmarjan. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places he even cleansed with those tears. And in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. Bhugo mandira sudhi sudhilo prangan, sakalo yavasakrame kurilo sudhan. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, Bhagamandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other. Trino dhuli chikurasa bekatra kuriya, bohirvase loya felai bahiro kuriya. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Ei mato bhaktagana kori nijo bashe, trino dhuli bahire felai paramo horise. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation begin to gather straws and dust with their own clothes and throw them outside the temple. Prabhu kahe, ke koto kori acho sangmarjan, trino dhuli dekhilei janibo parishram. The Lord then told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleaned the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. Sabaro jhatano bojha ekatra korilo, sabha hoite prabhur bojha othiko hoilo. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. There are so many hundreds of devotees and they collected in one place, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's collection was much greater. So this is the proof that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, otherwise it is impossible. Ei mato abhantara korilo marjan, puno sabhakare dilo koriya abandon. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. Sukho dhuli trino kakor sab karaha dur, bhalo mati sudhan paraha prabhur antapur. The Lord then ordered everyone to clean the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws and grains of sand and throwing them outside. Sab vaishnava layajave duibaro sudhilo, dekhi mahaprabhur mane santusho hoilo. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleaned the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to to see the cleansing work.
আর শত জন শত ঘটে জল ভরি প্রথমেই লইয়া আছে কাল অপেক্ষা করি.
While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw the water from them.
জল আনো বলি জবে মহাপ্রভু কহিল তবে শত ঘট আনি প্রভু আগে দিল.
As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord.
প্রথমে করিল প্রভু মন্দির প্রক্ষালন ঊর্ধ্ব অধোভিত্তি গৃহ মধ্য সিংহাসন.
In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, Shinghasan, and everything else within the room.
Khapra bhuriya jal urdhe chalailo, shei jale urdhva shodhi bhitti prakhalilo.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor.
শ্রীহস্তে করণ সিংহাসনর মার্জন প্রভু আগে জল আনি দেয় ভক্তগণ.
Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord.
ভক্তগণ করে গৃহ মধ্য প্রক্ষালন নিজ নিজ হস্ত করে মন্দির মার্জন. নিজ নিজ হস্তে করে মন্দির মার্জন.
All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleaned the temple of the Lord.
কেহ জল আনি দেয় মহাপ্রভুর করে কেহ জল দেয় তার চরণ উপরে.
Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water on his lotus feet.
Keho lukaya kore sei jolo pan, keho magiloy keho vanne kore dan.
The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water. Another person was giving that water in charity.
ঘর ধুই প্রণালিকায় জল ছাড়ি দিল সেই জলে প্রাঙ্গন সব ভরিয়া রহিল.
After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside.
নিজ বস্ত্রে কহিল প্রভু গৃহ সংমার্জন. মহাপ্রভু নিজ বস্ত্রে মাজিল সিংহাসন.
The Lord mopped the rooms with his own cloths, and he polished the throne with them also.
শত ঘট জলে হইল মন্দির মার্জন. মন্দির সধিয়া কহিল যেন নিজ মন.
In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms.
Nirmala shitala snigdho korilo mandire apano hridayo jena dharilo bahire.
When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared.
Shata shata janjal dhare sarubare ঘাটে স্থান নাহি কেহ কূপে জল ভরে.
Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well.
পূর্ণ কুম্ভ লইয়া আইসে শত ভক্তগণ, শূন্য ঘট লইয়া যায় আর শতজন.
Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again.
নিত্যানন্দ অদ্বৈত স্বরূপ ভারতীপুরী, ইহা বিনু আর সব জল আনে ভরি। দ্য এক্সেপশন অফ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু, অদ্বৈত আচার্য, স্বরূপ দামোদর, ব্রহ্মানন্দ ভারতী অ্যান্ড পরমানন্দ পুরী, এভরি ওয়ান ওয়াজ এনগেজড ইন ফিলিং দ্য ওয়াটার পটস অ্যান্ড ব্রিঙ্গিং দ্যাম দেয়ার। ঘটে ঘটে ঠেকি কত ঘট ভাঙি গেল, শত ঘট শত শত ঘট লোক তাহা লইয়া আইল। মেনি অফ দ্য ওয়াটার পটস আর ব্রোকেন ওয়েন পিপল কলাইডেড উইথ ওয়ান অ্যানাদার, অ্যান্ড হান্ড্রেডস অফ ম্যান হ্যাড টু ব্রিং নিউ ওয়াটার পটস টু ফিল। জল ভরে ঘর ধয় কহে হরিধ্বনি, কৃষ্ণ হরিধ্বনি বিনা আর নাহি শুনি। Some people are filling the pots and some other are washing the rooms. Everyone was engaged in chanting the name of Krishna and Hari. Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghatero prarthan, Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghat samarpan. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna Krishna, and another delivered a pot while chanting কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ। যেই যেই কহে সেই কহে কৃষ্ণ নামে, কৃষ্ণ নাম হইল সংকেত সব কামে। হোয়েনএভার এনিওয়ান হ্যাড টু স্পিক, হি ডিড সো বাই আটারিং দ্য হোলি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ। কনসিকুয়েন্টলি দ্য হোলি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ বিকেম অ্যান ইন্ডিকেশন ফর এভরি ওয়ান হু ওয়ান্টেড সামথিং। প্রেমাবশে প্রেমাবেশে প্রভু কহে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ নাম, একলে প্রেমাবেশে করে শতজনের কাম। এস শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ওয়াজ ভাইব্রেটিং দ্য হোলি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন এস্টাটিক লাভ, হি হিমসেলফ ওয়াজ পারফর্মিং দ্য ওয়ার্ক অফ হান্ড্রেডস অফ ম্যান। শতহস্তে করেন যেন খালন মার্জন, প্রতিজন পাশে যাই করানো শিক্ষণ। It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. With 100 hands, he approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. Bhalo karma dekhi tare kore prashanshan, mone na milile kore pavitra bhatshan. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. Tumi bhalo koriyacho shikaho onnere, ei moto bhalo karma shehujeno kore. The Lord would say, you have done well, please teach these to others so that they may act in the same way. Ekatha shuniya shobe sankuchito hoya, ভালো মতো কর্ম করে সবে মন দিয়া। As soon as the heart Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees begin to work with great attention. তবে প্রক্ষালন কইল শ্রী জগ মোহন, ভোগ মন্দির আদি তবে কইল প্রক্ষালন। There was the Jagamohan area and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. Natshala dhui dhuilo chattaro prangan, pakashala adikori korilo prakhalan. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Mundirer chaturdiko prakhalan koilo, সব অন্তপুরে অন্তপুর ভালো মতো ধোয়াইল। অল প্লেসেস অ্যারাউন্ড দ্য টেম্পল ওয়ার থরলি ওয়াশড উইদিন অ্যান্ড উইদাউট। হেন কালী গৌরিয়া এক সুবুদ্ধি সরল, প্রভুর চরণ যুগে দিল ঘট জল। আফটার এভরিথিং ওয়াজ থরলি ওয়াশড, এ বৈষ্ণব ফ্রম বেঙ্গল হু ওয়াজ ভেরি ইন্টেলিজেন্ট অ্যান্ড সিম্পল হার্টেড কেম অ্যান্ড poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. Sei jol loya ap sei jol loya apone pan koilo, taha dekhi prabhur mone dukkho rosho hoilo. The Gauriya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and
was also outwardly angry.
যদ্যপি গোসাই তারে হইয়াছে সন্তোষ, ধর্ম সংস্থাপন লাগি বাহিরে মহারোষ.
Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles.
শিক্ষা লাগি স্বরূপে ডাকি কহিল তাহারে, এই দেখো তোমার গৌরিয়ার ব্যবহারে.
The Lord then called for Swarup Damodar and told him, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava.
ঈশ্বর মন্দিরে মোর পদ ধোয়াইল, সেই জল আপনি লইয়া পান কইল.
This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself.
এই অপরাধে মোর কাহা হবে গতি, তোমারও গৌরিয়া করে এতে ক ফৈজতি.
Now I do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. So there is a purport. Should I read the purport? It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnava was your Gauriya Vaishnava. This means that all Gauriya Vaishnavas who are followers of the Chaitanya cult are subordinate to Swarup Damodar Goswami. The parampara system is very strictly observed by Gauriya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Swarup Damodar Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It is necessary to observe the parampara system of the Chaitanya cult. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity, nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not actually offensive to wash his feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette.
Tore Swarup Goswami tar ghare hat diya dheka mari purir bahiro rakhilen loya.
At this point, Swarup Damodar Goswami caught the Gauriya Vaishnava by the neck and, giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside.
Puno ashi prabhu pay korilo binoy agga aparad khama korite joay.
After Swarup Damodar Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to execute that innocent person.
Tobe Mahaprabhur mone santosh hoila sari kori dui pashe sabare basaila.
After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all of the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides.
Apone boshiya majhe apnar hate trino kakor kota lagila kuraite.
The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand and dirty things.
Ke koto kurai sob ekatro koribo jar olpo tar thai pithapana loibo.
While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collection and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice.
এই মত সবপুরি করিল সুধন, শীতল নির্মল কইল যেন নিজ মন। ইন দিস ওয়ে অল দ্য কোয়ার্টার্স অফ দ্য গুন্ডিচা টেম্পল আর কমপ্লিটলি ক্লিনজড অ্যান্ড ক্লিয়ার্ড। অল কোয়ার্টার্স আর কুল অ্যান্ড স্পটলেস লাইক ওয়ান্স ক্লিনজড অ্যান্ড পেসিফাইড মাইন্ড। প্রণালিকা ছাড়ি যদি পানি বহাইল, নতুন নদী যেন সমুদ্রে মিলিল। When the water from the different rooms were finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if a new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. Ei moto puroddaro age patho joto sokolo shudhilo taha ke pornibe koto. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed and no one could tell exactly how this was done. So because it is already 15 minutes past, but there is a very beautiful purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is translated by Srila Prabhupada. So I request all of you, if you can manage time at home, this is a very beautiful purport. I know many of you have already read this, but very, very beautiful purport. So we can read this at home also. So I like to stop here now. Hare Krishna. There is a I think it is from internet, it's handwritten. Tripti Madhavi Dashi, Bangalore. Comment. Past time, a place called Thani Kachalam in South India. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma had a discussion about each one superior position to the other. They concluded by saying, whoever is superior in position should prove his supremacy by touching the hat. So then Lord Shiva wanted to touch Lord Brahma's hat. He started to grow in size. And the same happened when Brahma did so. Lord Rama observed this and he touched the lotus feet of Shiva, saying, "You are superior." Immediately Lord Shiva bent down to stop Lord Rama in touching his feet and to ask forgiveness for his pride. And while Lord Shiva bent down to do so, Lord Rama touched his hat. This pastime was mentioned by Bhaktivinod Maharaj. Hare Krishna. This is from Tripti Madhavi Dashi, Bangalore. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Gundicha Marjan Mahamahotsav ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Bol.